As you may have realized, I watch a lot of sports. That's why I like Prime Video. It has all my sports in one app, like the National Women's Soccer League, included with Prime. Plus, you can buy Premier Boxing or stream the NHL and NBA playoffs on Max with the Bleacher Report Sports add-on or add Paramount Plus for the Masters on CBS. Prime Video. It's all your favorite sports in one place. Restrictions apply. Prime membership required for add-on subscriptions. See amazon.com/AmazonPrime for details.
At Bet365, we don't do ordinary. We believe that every sport should be epic. Every home run, every hit, every inning, every play. From the moments that are legendary to the ones that fly under the radar. See for yourself when you sign up today and get $150 in bonus bets when you bet just $5. Whatever the sport, whatever the moment, it's never ordinary at Bet365. 21 plus only. Must be present in Ohio. If you or someone you know has a gambling problem and wants help, call 1-800-GAMBLER. Terms and conditions apply.
It is getting that time of the year. It's Miller time. You don't need a watch or a clock to tell you. It's Miller time. Weather gets a little bit warmer. All of a sudden, the beer gets a little colder.
It's beer cracking season.
Whoa, okay. I don't know if it says that on the calendar. Miller Lite, great taste, less filling, tastes like Miller time. To get Miller Lite delivered right to your door, visit MillerLite.com/Patrick, or you can find it pretty much anywhere that sells beer. And as always, please celebrate responsibly. Miller Brewing Company, Milwaukee, Wisconsin. 96 calories per 12 ounces. Fewer calories and carbs than premium regular beer. Miller Lite.
When you buy Kroger brand products, you feel like you're winning. That's because they offer proven quality at lower than low prices. In fact, we guarantee that you and your family will love how Kroger brand products taste, or you get your money back. So next time you're shopping for the family, look for delicious Kroger brand products because they'll make you all feel like you're winning. Shop now, in-store, or online. Kroger, fresh for everyone.
You are listening to The Dan Patrick Show on Fox Sports Radio.
Happy Friday. Welcome inside. Final hour today of The Dan Patrick Show on Fox Sports Radio. Jason Smith and Rob Parker in for Dan and the Danettes today. Got Ketino Mobley coming up in about 20 minutes. Fox Sports Radio, NBA analyst, former NBA star. We got a big night in the playoffs to break down. Golden State up 3-0. Dallas without Luka Doncic leads that series 2-1. Memphis, with one of the biggest comebacks in NBA history, takes a 2-1 lead in that series as they beat Minnesota last night 104-95. And, you know, Rob, I mean, we talked earlier in the show about the situations involving all the different series. I know you and I are on completely opposite sides when it comes to the Warriors. And watching them last night, there's no way I can see another team winning the NBA Finals considering Devin Booker's injury. Right now, the two big things the last couple of days have been Booker's injury and Chris Middleton's injury. Right? Middleton's going to be out a couple of weeks. Booker's going to be out at least 2 to 3 weeks. Suddenly, beating New Orleans is going to be difficult. It's a huge blow. The Warriors are a team without problems right now. And they've figured out their situation with their playing time and Steph coming off the bench for now. And they're rolling. And they get the death lineup out there, their new death lineup for, you know, 8 or 10 minutes. And suddenly, you know, we're turning a 5-point deficit into a 10-point lead. Everybody else has problems. And they're trying to figure out their way with injuries happening every 5 minutes left and right to all of these teams. The Warriors don't have any. And, yeah, you know, Denver's a team that's you know, not a great team,
oh, go
but
ahead.
Still.
Try to sugarcoat it. Go ahead and make Denver out to be better than they really are.
Okay.
They've been held together by popsicle sticks, tape, glue,
come on,
and gum.
Man. I was going to say, I was even going to help you, man, but now screw it. I'm not going to help you. You think Minnesota is this great team. Denver and Minnesota are the same teams, right? And Denver, oh, by the way, has last year's MVP who could be this year's MVP. Joel Embiid wouldn't be happy. They've won actually 3 more games than Minnesota, right? They're kind of the same teams. Golden State's up 3-0 off against them, and your pick Memphis is struggling. Great comeback, struggling with Minnesota. Nobody's got the horsepower to keep up with the Warriors with Devin Booker's and all these other injuries going on around the league. Golden State is healthy. Healthy teams win in the playoffs. I don't see how it's anybody outside of the Warriors right now.
I just tell me what's Memphis' problem? I mean, you say everybody's banged up or got injuries. Memphis is a good young team. Ja Morant is a good young star. He's not the only guy. Didn't even play that well and last night. And they put together one of the greatest comebacks in playoff history, down by 26, go on something like a 31-5 run at some point. And you're saying that that it's Golden State and they're the supreme team. When you look at a team like Memphis, and I get it, the only reason you're discounting them is because they're young, but I say that that's a plus, that being young is a major plus. And the Grizzlies, let me correct, went on a 42-12 run in the last 13 minutes. 42-12, that's a scary proposition for other teams to face them as you go forward. With their energy, with the array, you don't know where it's coming from. Ja wasn't great last night, and they still were able to put on a performance on the road. On the road. They started the postseason getting punched in the mouth. They responded in game two with like a 30-point blowout at win. They go on the road. They fall behind big time. It looks like Minnesota, which had their number during the regular season as far as matchups. And what do? They just put their foot on the Timberwolves' neck and said, don't even think you're winning this series, despite winning game one the way that they did. And if you want to discount them and act as if this is the Warriors and it's all about them because they've beaten up on the downtrodden, injury-laden mass unit, Denver Nuggets, and you want to celebrate that, go ahead, Jason. Take your fool's goal. Celebrate. Break ground in San Francisco. Be a 49er. Whatever you want to do, I'm not there with you. I think it's way premature, your celebration of the Warriors. They couldn't even win a 3-1 championship with, 5-6 years ago. When
let's go back 6 years ago.
No,
let's go back 6 years to try to make a point.
They were even better back then, and they didn't win.
Let's go
and
back 6 years.
You're trying to tell me now that they're better than they were back then?
Let's go back. Hey, Run TMC couldn't get it done. You know, they're not going to get it done now. Look, Denver, no matter what you say about Denver, they haven't had Jamal Murray all season long. They haven't had these guys. They still won three more games in Minnesota, right? At the best, they're the same team. Right, they've had the same kind of success this year. Yet the success that Golden State has over Denver, who, oh, by the way, again, Denver, MVP last year, finalist for MVP this year, is different than the success that the Grizzlies are having. If it was reversed and the Grizzlies were up 3-0 over Denver, you'd be saying, oh, look at Memphis against last year's MVP. They're making them look silly. And look at the Warriors. They couldn't win game one. They needed that 42-12 run to win game three, and that's 2-1 lead over Minnesota. You'd be saying the exact opposite for this. When you got to deal with what you see, and the Warriors are the best team. Look, Memphis is good. And I'm going to give you that because people didn't pay attention to what they were doing without Ja Morant. 100%, I agree with you on. At the end of the season, when Morant was out, they still wound up winning games. They overtook the Suns for the second seed. Look, Suns didn't have Steph. They didn't win as much. They were still able to win without Ja Morant. They got some great pieces on this team. I think everybody in their rotations in the top 100 for player efficiency rating. They're a good team. They're not the firepower of the Warriors. Right, they're not a team we can beat you so many different ways. This is still a Minnesota team that, okay, they're good. Minnesota's a good team, but it's not like, hey, we're going on the road and we're beating the Bucks at full capacity, the defending champions like this. No, you're beating the Timberwolves, who still are a team that is good, but they're the same kind of team as Denver. I mean, I feel like you're ignoring the facts and what we've seen out of the Warriors. They're the team that's up 3-0. They're the team that's looked great. They're the team that's healthy. They're the team that's gotten all their guys back. And oh, by the way, I go back to, they're the team that's healthy. Everybody else has issues. It was Phoenix, and then the Booker injury changed everything because Phoenix still was better than everybody else. Look, they proved it in the regular season. They're 13 games better than the Warriors were. They were better than everybody else. But missing Devin Booker is a big game changer. And now the Warriors, being healthy with the star power they have, I don't see who can give them problems. I really don't see a team giving them problems.
This is the only right thing now. I don't understand. You try to poo-poo Minnesota. They were the highest scoring team in the NBA. And the Grizzlies held them to only 30 field goals in game two, which was matched their season low, and then they only had 33 last night. So you can act as if Minnesota and Denver's interchangeable, but what the Grizzlies have been able to do is pretty amazing thus far against a team that was, that led the league, that was the highest scoring team in the NBA. So I don't equate that those two teams are the same. And because Denver won three more games than the Timberwolves, that it's a wash. I'm not buying into that. Coming in, that was a matchup hell for the Grizzlies, and we saw it in game one. A lot of people thought, whoa, maybe Minnesota there, and the Grizzlies aren't ready. And I'm just trying to say, pump the brakes on crowning the Warriors. I just think it's premature. Let me see in the next series. And let me see, I'm not the only one who think the Memphis Grizzlies are for real and can make a real run. We saw them during the regular season. I think they had a record of something like 17-3 without Ja. I mean, which is incredible. Like, that's how balanced and good this team is. And a lot of people will sleep because it is Memphis. Oh, it's the Grizzlies. They're not going to any NBA finals. You know, they're too young. And you want to discount them. You talk about look at what you're watching. I am looking. And I just saw an unbelievable comeback on the road by a young team. They're growing up before our eyes. Wipe the Sandman out of your eyes, Jason Smith.
Rob, yes. The Minnesota there were 16 teams that made the playoffs. 12 of them had better records than Minnesota. Okay, 12. Minnesota's not this world-beating team. This is not the Miami Heat. This is not the Heatles that the Memphis Grizzlies, oh, by the way, as good as they are having a lot of trouble with. They're having a lot of trouble with. You could say it's a great comeback. It was great. It's exciting. Like I said, I like Memphis. But I'm comparing Memphis to the Warriors, and it's not even close, man. I mean, look at the Warriors' death lineup has 82 points in 26 minutes. When they're down, we're just going to put these five guys on the court, and we're going to turn whatever deficit we have into a 15-point lead. Right, that's what the Warriors do. They're leading the NBA in everything so far in the playoffs. Assists, passes, assist percentage, potential assists. They move the ball incredibly well.
Sure, when you're playing a beat-up, downtrodden team,
This is the same team they've been all year. Denver is missing a couple of players, but they've been missing these guys the whole time, and they were still finished higher in the standings than Minnesota did. So it's not like, many teams are injured, but this is the same Denver Nuggets team, and they are making them look silly.
And the other thing that you're like totally discounting, and I get it. I mean, with the Booker injury, but the Warriors have had their share, and don't be so sure that they're going to make it through without losing one of their guys along the way. And that would change a lot of things. All I'm saying is be careful to just think that they have a smooth path. Everybody thought that last year. I remember when the Lakers, they thought they had a smooth path into the finals last year, and then AD got hurt, and that all changed everything because it was looking like, oh, wow, look, they got an easy route, and the Lakers are going to get back to the finals, and it was all that talk, and things change. All I'm saying is it ain't as cut and dry as you're making it out, and you're making too big of a deal of an opening round against a beat-up Denver team that has the MVP on it, but they were a sixth seed. It tells you you have an MVP of a league who put up some of the most unbelievable numbers we've ever seen, and yet they were only sixth seed. That's because they didn't have enough manpower, and they were missing some people, some players. Jamal Murray is a big miss. That guy helped them get to the Western Conference Finals. Couple years ago. So let's not act like missing him doesn't mean anything to the Denver Nuggets.
Okay, so by what you just said, so only the Warriors have to worry about injuries.
No,
they can lose one of their guys, but Memphis doesn't have to. Well,
no,
you just told me the Warriors can lose one of their guys.
But they got an older team of guys who have been hurt often. That's my point. Draymond's been hurt. Steph's been hurt, right? Klay's been hurt.
Ja Morant has been hurt more recently than anybody.
Okay, but he's young. I'm just saying that the Warriors have three older guys who have been hurt. And I'm just saying, don't count your chickens before they hatch as if this is a layup to the finals.
Okay, and for Minnesota, because I want to get the other part right. For Minnesota, best offense in the league, but it's okay that they were the 7 seed. That doesn't mean they're not as good in many other areas. Because
But I'm trying to give you what the Grizzlies have been able to do against a high powered offense. I told you, game two, 30 field goals, which tied their season low. 33 last night. Those are impressive numbers against a team that can put the ball in the hole. That's all I'm pointing out. They're not the win-all, beat-all Minnesota Timberwolves, but I'm saying what Memphis has been able to do is pretty impressive the last two games when you consider where they started and how they got punched in the mouth, this young team. I'm impressed by the way they've turned it around. That's all I'm saying to you.
Yeah, but it happened. I get it. I understand that. And like I told you, I'm with you to a point on Memphis, but you can't ignore what happened. Let me try to find a way around it and cut this up for Memphis. The bottom line is Memphis is in trouble in this series. Okay, they're up 2-1.
How are they in trouble?
Because they're up 2-1 and they're on the road for game four.
They won a game on the road. They're not in trouble.
They lost a game at home and they won one game on the road.
So they have home court back. How are they in trouble?
It's a two. This shouldn't have been a series where they're up 3-0, where they're trying to close out a lesser team. When they're at full strength with Ja Morant?
This is the NBA. Teams win. Suns lost at home.
Okay, Warriors haven't lost. Warriors have played the Nuggets.
Because they're playing the weakest team in the league
How are they the weakest team in the league? If they were the weakest team, they would be out of the playoffs. Or they would be a much lower seed. They still won these games with this lineup. They were still able to do this. They didn't suddenly lose Jamal Murray. They didn't lose Michael.
You know
Porter
how many
Jr.
bad teams there are on the NBA, Jason. When you get to the playoffs, you have the creme de la creme. Stop it.
They're 14 games over 500
against so many bad teams, night in and night out. There are 20 bad teams in the NBA. So to pile up wins during the regular season doesn't mean that you're this or that. It's when you get to the postseason.
Yeah,
Denver, when you look at all the other teams in the postseason, because they're down a couple of men and good players, very good players, they're probably, of all the teams that are there coming into the playoffs, probably the weakest because they didn't have all their pieces. That's all I'm saying.
They're 14 games over 500, right? And that's a good team during the regular season, right? If they were bad, the Knicks are bad. I mean, the Knicks were 8 games under 500. The Knicks were bad. Washington's bad. Indiana's bad. This is still a pretty good team. Are they a title contender? No, but this is still a pretty good team. Oh, by the way, again, with last year's MVP and a guy that could win it again this year. And it's like you're treating them like they're the Orlando Magic, who, you know, somehow got a bye and won a lottery to get into the playoffs while they're playing this series. I mean, if Denver and Minnesota are the same kinds of teams, right? Different styles, but they both won around the same number of games and are the same kind of teams coming in. Minnesota had to navigate the play-in round to get in. And look, the Warriors are clearly having a better time of it with their opponent than Memphis is with their opponent.
Be sure to catch the live edition of the Dan Patrick Show weekdays at 9 a.m. Eastern, 6 a.m. Pacific on Fox Sports Radio and the iHeartRadio app.
At Bet365, we don't do ordinary. We believe that every sport should be epic. Every home run, every hit, every inning, every play. From the moments that are legendary to the ones that fly under the radar. Whether it's a walk-off grand slam or a base hit to center field. Whatever the sport, whatever the moment. It's never ordinary at Bet365. 21 plus only. Must be present in Ohio. If you or someone you know has a gambling problem and wants help, call 1-800-GAMBLER.
If you do the quick math, the less your business spends on operations, on multiple systems, on delivering your products or service, the more margin you have and the more money you keep, which is obvious. But with higher expenses on materials, employees, distribution, and borrowing, everything costs more. So reduce your cost. Reduce the headaches. Smart businesses are graduating to NetSuite by Oracle. Over 37,000 companies have already made the move. So do the math and see how you'll profit with NetSuite. NetSuite is the number one cloud financial system, bringing accounting, financial, management, inventory, HR under one platform. And one source of truth with NetSuite. You reduce IT costs because NetSuite lives in the cloud, so there's no hardware required. and you can access from anywhere. So you cut the cost of maintaining multiple systems because you've got one unified business management suite. And you're improving efficiency by bringing all your major business processes onto one platform, slashing manual tasks and errors. Right now, backed by popular demand, NetSuite has extended its one-of-a-kind flexible financing program for a few more weeks. So head to netsuite.com/Patrick. netsuite.com/Patrick.
As you may have realized, I watch a lot of sports. Like, a lot. That's why I like Prime Video. It has all my live sports and docs in one app, like Giannis, The Marvelous Journey, and the National Women's Soccer League, both included with Prime. Plus, you can buy Premier Boxing or stream the NHL and NBA playoffs on Max with the Bleacher Report sports add-on, or add Paramount Plus for the Masters on CBS. All in one app with one password. Prime Video. It's all your favorite sports in one place. Restrictions apply. Prime membership required for add-on subscriptions. See Amazon.com/Amazon Prime for details.
It is getting that time of the year. It's Miller time. You don't need a watch or a clock to tell you. It's Miller time. Weather gets a little bit warmer. All of a sudden, the beer gets a little colder.
It's beer cracking season.
Okay. I don't know if it says that on the calendar. It's a beer that strips away everything you don't need and holds on to what matters the most. It's a light beer that tastes like beer. That's why I reach for a Miller Lite. And it's less filling, only 96 calories. They've been doing this since 1975. They have perfected it. You know, that summer afternoon, we're coming into that time of the year, be like, oh, man.
Crack one?
Yes, or two. Don't look at your watch. Don't look at the clock. Don't look at the calendar. You know. Miller Lite, the great taste, less filling, tastes like Miller time. To get Miller Lite delivered right to your door, visit MillerLite.com/Patrick, or you can pretty much find it anywhere that sells beer. Celebrate responsibly. Miller Brewing Company, Milwaukee, Wisconsin. 96 calories per 12 ounces, fewer calories, fewer carbs than premium regular beer. Miller Lite.
Fox Sports Radio, the Dan Patrick Show. Jason Smith, Rob Parker in for Dan and the Danettes today. A big NBA Friday. And, you know, it's kind of fun, Rob, because for years, just for a second to get big picture NBA-wise, is that for years, the NBA playoffs has kind of always been stilted. They've run out some nights with four games in the first round, and then some nights you get two games, and it's kind of all over. And, you know, games kind of get lost sometimes. But this has been pretty consistent. Three games a night, three games a night, three games a night. One game in the East Coast. Then they start another one about an hour and a half later. One game for the West Coast. And you get wall-to-wall basketball all the way through. And this works. You know, I feel like the TV ratings and they're way up. Are, you know, it works because that's how they've done it. Because you don't have to pick and choose. You know, you have to find NBA TV for a couple of games, a couple of times. But outside of that, I feel like this is kind of the way it should be. And we're going to get to a point where series are decided. We're not going to have three games every night. But for this round, you know, coming off the playoff, three games a night, I think that's the sweet spot for the NBA.
Yeah, I think it has worked, but you're right. Series will become uneven because you know, like the Warriors have the easy Denver Nuggets, so that'll be over in four games. I just had to.
Yeah, I know. And we're going to get a seven-game series from your Memphis Grizzlies, who are playing so well, it's going to take everything they do.
Are you sure it's going to be seven games?
To vanquish the mighty Timberwolves. Oh, it's going to be so hard.
It might be five games the way they're playing with a historic comeback. But, no, I think you're right about so far how the playoffs have gone. The only bugaboo and bad thing is the injuries that continue in the NBA, and I don't know how you stop them, how you correct this thing. It just seems like players can't get through a season. I've been covering the league since 87. I know I'm an old guy, and yes, there were laces on the ball back then. But, Jason, aren't you surprised at how many stars get hurt? I mean, it's just we saw it all during the regular season. I was disappointed in the NBA regular season because nobody was whole. It was always an issue or something, you wind up missing players. It just takes away from it. And I don't remember people getting hurt and injured at this rate in years gone by. I don't want to sound like the old guy, get off my lawn guy, but what is going on with the injury? You know, you got Middleton now is going to be out for a while, and Booker. Those are two big players.
Yeah, you go back to the regular season of the top 25 scorers in the game. Because as much as we say we like rebounds, we like assists, we like to see the scores. The top 25 scorers, five of them played in more than 70 games. That's it. Five of them played more than 70. Everybody else is in the 60s or the 50s.
Which is incredible.
Yeah, we've entered, and you know, this is like, I call this like a Wire conversation, right? When you talk about The Wire is like, you know, one of my favorite shows of all time, and it was, hey, you may not like it, but this is the truth, right? That's kind of what The Wire did. And I look at the NBA, and it's the same thing. It's like, this is kind of what the NBA is now. This is like the third or fourth year in a row where guys just get injured. Some of them don't come back as quickly as you think they should, because there's going to be the handful of Ben Simmons and Jamal Murrays that you wonder how injured are they really, and when it's up to a player to come back. It was never like that before. You know, players have too much power as far as dictating, hey, now I can come back and play. Well, you've been checked out. You're healthy. We're paying you a lot of money. You got to come back and play. So there's always going to be the handful of players now that hey, I'm not going to play if I don't feel like it. And so that's part of it. But the guys are just going to get hurt. And if you're an NBA team, no matter what your seed is, you have to go in the playoffs and think of the mantra of, we're healthy, why not us? Because things change in a second, right? Going into this first round series with the Suns and the Pelicans, Suns are going to win this series easy. Like, this is it. Like, Suns are going to roll through. You know, they won 40 more games than the Pelicans did. And what happens? Devin Booker gets hurt and everything changes. And suddenly getting through the Pelicans now, ooh, that's going to be difficult. Things can open up in a day in the NBA playoffs. Look, the Bucks look like, hey, we're going to be the team that kind of gets through here. And you know, we're the defending champs. We're playing well. And now Middleton's out for the next 2-3 weeks. Are they going to get by other teams? Suddenly the Sixers are playing really well, and they figured it out without having James Harden having to play well. All right, you know, yeah, Maxey's
but look,
the new number
but look at
two.
Toronto with an injury. You know what I mean? Like, it changes everything.
Yeah, and this is now going to be the new way forward. And unless you're going to, even if you cut games, even if you cut the schedule down, you can end the NBA. I've said for years, you can end the NBA season after 55 games.
Yeah,
you
but that ain't happening. Who's giving back that money?
It's too much money to get back. But this is just going to happen now because it's a lot of basketball, and you know, guys play all year round, and this is just going to be how we deal with it. And the NBA playoffs are going to be a war of health. And you could be the 7 seed coming in and going, man, that's a daunting look in front of us. But hey, you could see guys get hurt and suddenly look where we are. The Suns, every round last year, they played against a team that had a huge injury. First round against the Lakers, moving on. Hey, we're in the finals. All the best players are
hurt. That's why their run last year was fugazi for the Suns. I'm just saying.
With us now on the hotline to break all of this down and more, Catino Mobley, NBA star, Fox Sports Radio analyst. You can follow him on Twitter at Catino's Life. What do you think? Are we just in this era now where guys are going to get hurt every year and it's going to be a war of attrition in the playoffs?
You know what? First of all, how you guys doing?
Doing great. How are you? Long time.
I know, man. I know. Just crazy,
the last time we talked, I told you the Lakers weren't going to make the playoffs, and they didn't make it. But that's another story.
No, you know what? I see how you're doing that. That's not true. They did make it.
No, they didn't.
But they ain't win it. Come on, Rob. They ain't win it.
No, the year I said they wouldn't make the play, they didn't make the playoffs.
My God! How long are you going back?
That was
exactly. That's when LeBron got hurt. Rob think he's slick.
I told you, Sabalos and Van Exel aren't going to carry this team. They're not making the playoffs this year.
Catino, I had to slip that in, but go ahead. I'm sorry, my man. Go ahead.
Yeah, but you know, I think people need to follow LeBron's training regiment.
They don't have. They got $1 million to spend. Everybody's not rolling in bad movie money,
right? But you don't have to listen. The money that these guys are making nowadays, man, you can spend $100,000-$200,000 and keep your body right. And I think a lot of these guys are doing overtraining in the summers. So when the season comes, the season's really long. I think the season should be 60-something games, but that's just me, you know. But, I don't know, man. I think, you know, Devin Booker with his hamstring, that's not the first time. It's not the second time.
Tell us about a hamstring, Catino. Have you had one? Does it take a long time to really get back right? And can you make it worse if you come back too early?
Yeah, you can make it worse. You can actually tear it. Corey Maggette used to have a bad situation with his hamstrings. And that's, it's a lot of mechanics with inside the hips we're not working on. Because basketball players, we have overdeveloped quads. And usually our hamstrings are the weak part of our body. So if you have to strengthen up, you have to pay a lot more attention with your hamstrings and your ITs, which is on the side of your leg, more than anything. We didn't really know that. So, a lot of different exercises people don't know, like football, right? Shuffling, defensive backs, corners. We need to be doing those type of triggering those muscles. So we need to do all these different types of things to be able to trigger those muscles. And a lot of guys just focus on just basketball movements.
Coutinho, when it comes to the playoffs now, Rob and I disagree on where we are. I look at the Warriors as a team that it's their championship to lose. Are you there with that? Do you think differently on it? Where are you on where the playoffs are as far as that goes?
I don't know if it's their championship to lose, but there are other great teams, right? There's Phoenix, there's Milwaukee, there's Miami. So you can't really count them out. Yes, the Warriors look good, but again, the Warriors are playing Denver at the moment.
Hello. Can you tell Jason that Denver's a mass unit, please?
They're playing a depleted Denver, okay, where Joker doesn't have his, Jamal. He doesn't have his second guy that's there, right? So, listen, the great thing is that Steph is getting his rhythm. Klay's getting touches. Jordan Poole, we see, is becoming a superstar. Draymond is getting his rhythm back, as being the point forward, center, everything for the team. You see, that's great. But then the next phase, right, the second round gets harder, right? It gets more physical. So I wouldn't say it's theirs to lose. Let's wait to the second round and see how they develop in the second round with a better, more fully loaded team that they play against. I mean, I think we're a little bit, ahead of ourselves.
Yes, and let's talk about that team that it could be, right, the Grizzlies. And I'm impressed by this young team. I got on board. It took me late to get on board. They got punched in the mouth, Coutinho, in game one, came back with a convincing win in game two, and then last night, without Ja having a great game, put on a show, a historic proportion, 26-point comeback on the road against Minnesota, a team that matches up well with them. How much do you like the Grizzlies?
I love the Grizzlies. I love them because they're a team, and Ja doesn't have to get 30 or 40 points for them to win. I think Minnesota, you've seen a lot of egos in Minnesota. Okay, one, Patrick Beverley. Two is, Cat, at the end when they were doing the interviews, he's like, next question, whereas, you have to elaborate. You lost that lead, 20-some points, right? The ball should be in your hands. You're supposed to be able to, close those games out.
Coutinho Mobley, our guest, Jason Smith, Rob Parker in for Dan Patrick today. All right, another thing that Rob and I disagreed on last hour, we had a big conversation about the Nets. They're down 2-0 to the Celtics. Are the Nets cooked, or can they come back in the series?
No, listen, Boston did what they're supposed to do.
Thank you.
They did what they're supposed to do. They're supposed to win at home. Now the challenge is, can you win on the road? That's it. Like, but KD, I'm not worried about that. Swarming KD and being aggressive with him, I seriously think him being one of the best players ever, he'll adjust when he gets home. He'll get his groove back. Kyrie was doing when I was playing with Hakeem Olajuwon, he was depleted, okay? Not eating, not drinking. That's a lot on the body. So maybe that second game took that toll on him. Well, with a little more emotion after the first game, didn't get the W. Usually, when you play well and you lose, that depletes you a little bit. And plus, when you're fasting, that may be a nice little notch as well on your body. So let's wait till they get home. Let's see how this third game goes. And now, when it gets 2-2, if it's that, I think if Brooklyn wins at home, which I think they will, this game three, it's different now. Now Boston has to, they have to win in Brooklyn, which is, it's going to be a little hard to do. It's going to be hard.
Right, especially because the Nets could have won game one. I mean, Durant shot 9 for 24. And then, Coutinho, we saw something in the second game that they won where Durant and Kyrie shot 1 for 17 in the second half. I don't think we would ever see two players offensively as good as they are have that kind of funk in the second half in a game that they lost. I just think unless they lose at Brooklyn, I'm not ready to throw the towel in on two of the best offensive players we have in the league.
Yeah, no, not at all. Listen, they have a great bench. You know, they're supporting cast, did what they're supposed to do. And like I said before, if Kyrie's not fasting, you may see a different Kyrie in game two. But he was fasting at that time. And I'm not going to use it as an excuse, but it is a part of a fact, right? Like that the nutrients and all this is in your body, and you're playing against a game that's a very physical game, the best defensive team in the league, you know, arguably. Like, it's not a cakewalk. You don't just get to, you know, not eat and not drink and not do those things and think you don't come out there and score 30 points on someone. But now this game three is coming up. Let's see what, you know, let's see what everybody's made of, because, you know, now they're in their home, they're in their own beds. You know, their routines are, you know, normalized. I can't wait to see this game three.
All right, I got two things for you guys. One, 93% of the time, a team up 2-0 wins a series in the NBA playoffs. 93%.
It's funny because the Suns were up 2-0 in the NBA Finals last year and didn't win.
93%. That does not involve the Nets, right? My other point is that, you know, Coutinho, you just brought up the point about Kyrie and fasting. And, okay, I get it. But it's always something with the Nets. There's always something. There's no smooth sailing. There's not been one stretch where, hey, the Nets got it going together. It's always something, whether guys aren't getting along or guys aren't playing or a trade has to be made, a guy is sitting out.
How about injuries you failed to mention? There's always something. Injuries.
There's always something, and there's injuries. There's always something with the Nets. It's why it's so hard to buy them because, oh, yeah, on paper, they look great. KD and Kyrie are phenomenal players, but it's always something. It's always been something since they started in Brooklyn. So I can't just suddenly go, oh, yeah, now the Nets are going to get it, and now the Nets are going to put it all together, because they haven't. There's always something that's in their way, whether it's an injury or something of their own doing. It's always there for them.
No, you're right. Listen, this is not a walk in the park, okay? They do know how to win. Both of them have championships. And you got a supporting cast that know how to win as well. It's always something if we focus on it, right? So KD and Kyrie, they have their little dramas, you know, with the media and how they think life should be and blah, blah, blah. But it's the same thing with the Lakers. It's the same thing with a lot of different teams. You know, when you have big personalities, they have big personalities, right? The Lakers have big personalities. It's always something you can say, right? I mean, if you really focus, if we're on the East Coast and you really focus on Miami, guess what? Kyle Lowry did a couple crazy things. Jimmy Butler did a couple crazy things with Spoelstra and Udonis Haslem. You know, injuries happen. It's always something. We can always do that. But we can't negate the fact that that the Brooklyn Nets are a really scary team. And if they tie this series up, first of all, they win three, you know, the pressure shifts. And if they tie this series up, then, you know, we're talking something totally different.
NBA star, Fox Sports radio analyst Coutinho Mobley. You can follow him on Twitter at Coutinho's Life. That's at Coutinho's Life. See you as always, buddy. Appreciate your time.
Coutinho, you're my man.
Weekend.
You crushed Jason Smith. I tried to tell him. He didn't want to hear from me because I didn't play in the NBA. You know what
listen,
I mean?
I hate agreeing with Rob, but listen, it's all good. Rob, I got the wings for you, baby.
All right, you owe me wings. I'm ready.
You guys are both insane. You guys really are. You guys are absolutely insane. Look, Rob, the Nets are a team that they should be doing better, but we always make excuses for them. We make excuses for KD, make excuses for Kyrie. That's what we've been doing for 2.5 years now. Eventually, you got to stand up and say, okay, can't make excuses for them. This is kind of who they are.
I'm not buying it. All right.
Oh, man. Wait, this is where you say, look, Jace, all I'm saying is Nets out in this series. Don't count the Nets out in this series. All I'm saying, don't count the Nets out in this series. Twitter at How About a Fresca, Rob at Rob Parker FS1. When it comes to barbecue season, the only way to do it is on a Traeger wood-fired grill. You can cook anything on a Traeger. Check out the new for 22 Timberline models, Traeger provisions, or new sauces like Show Me the Honey at Traeger.com/DP Show. And remember, use the code DP Show to get free shipping. Well, coming up next, it is a big Friday, a big weekend in sports. Hopefully you can get by a TV later on today, because you may see something that you never see again in your lifetime, regardless as to how old you are. What is it? We'll talk about it next right here, Fox.
Be sure to catch the live edition of the Dan Patrick Show weekdays at 9 a.m. Eastern, 6 a.m. Pacific on Fox Sports Radio and the iHeartRadio app.
At Bet365, we don't do ordinary. We believe that every sport should be epic. Every home run, every hit, every inning, every play. From the moments that are legendary to the ones that fly under the radar. See for yourself when you sign up today and get $150 in bonus bets when you bet just $5. Whatever the sport, whatever the moment, it's never ordinary at Bet365. 21 plus only. Must be present in Ohio. If you or someone you know has a gambling problem and wants help, call 1-800-GAMBLER. Terms and conditions apply.
As you may have realized, I watch a lot of sports. Like, a lot. That's why I like Prime Video. It has all my live sports and docs in one app. Like Giannis, The Marvelous Journey, and the National Women's Soccer League, both included with Prime. Plus, you can buy Premier Boxing or stream the NHL and NBA playoffs on Max with the Bleacher Report sports add-on. Or add Paramount Plus for the Masters on CBS. All in one app with one password. Prime Video. It's all your favorite sports in one place. Restrictions apply. Prime membership required for add-on subscriptions. See Amazon.com/Amazon Prime for details.
Huge thanks to our friends at Panini America, the official trading cards and NFT partners of the Dan Patrick Show. You can dive into all the action, hottest NFL, NBA trading cards. If you're looking for rookie sensations or collecting timeless legends, Panini's got it all, but that's not all. Panini America, breaking new ground, exclusive NIL deals featuring some of the biggest names in college sports. Well, like the biggest name in college sports, Caitlin Clark. Also, some upcoming first-round draft picks. Whether you're a collector of physical cards or a digital enthusiast, Panini has you covered. Check out the most popular trading card brands like Prizm, Donruss, and so many more on the web at PaniniAmerica.net. or the Panini Direct app. And discover Panini Instant Cards, celebrating the biggest sports moments of the previous week. You get started by going to PaniniAmerica.net today, the official trading cards and NFTs of the Dan Patrick Show. The 82-game preseason is in the books, and finally it's time for the real season. It's postseason time. Playoff action. DraftKings Sportsbook, an official sports betting partner of the NBA. From the play-in tournament through the finals, DraftKings Sportsbook has you covered with some same-game parlays, live betting, odds boost, and so much more. Download the DraftKings Sportsbook app now. Use the code DPSHOW. New customers, bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets instantly. That's code DPSHOW. Only on DraftKings. The crown is yours.
Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. Or in West Virginia, visit www.1800gambler.net. In New York, call 877-8-HOPE-NY or text HOPE-NY 467-369. In Connecticut, help is available for problem gambling. Call 888-789-7777 or visit ccpg.org. Please play responsibly. On behalf of Boot Hill Casino and Resort in Kansas, 21 plus, age varies by jurisdiction, void in Ontario. Bonus bets expire 168 hours after issuance. See dkng.co/bball for eligibility and deposit restrictions, terms, and responsible gaming resources.
Fox Sports Radio, the Dan Patrick Show. Jason Smith, Rob Parker in for Dan and the Danettes. We have some history we're going to get to in a second, but this news coming in from the NBA, agent Wojnarowski, NBA insider, reporting that Charlotte dismissing coach James Borrego. This is just a few seconds old here, Rob. So clearly, Charlotte looking for that head coach coming in who's going to say, hey, I'm okay with taking that Russell Westbrook contract. I'm good with it. I'm good. We'll take him off the Lakers' hands. We'll help you out. Just watch.
Yeah, I think Westbrook will be moved because of that valuable slot, you know, that comes with him if you take him for a year and let him do his triple-double thing, try to sell some tickets. But very interesting, yes, in Charlotte and happenings. even though I have heard that MJ is not the biggest fan. So it'll be interesting to see how it plays out. It might be just good to do from a financial standpoint more than thinking whether Westbrook is the player you're trying to do anything with as far as win.
So again, we'll have more on this story throughout the day. This just happening, not a lot of details other than the fact that that's the move that was made. Now, later on today, we could see absolute history, maybe for the last time, Rob Parker, in your and my lifetime. Miguel Cabrera needs one hit for 3,000. Could have got it yesterday, went 0-for against the Yankees, got intentionally walked in the eighth inning of a game the Yankees were trying to win. And it was not met with a lot of agreement and happiness by either fans or the Tigers announcing team. Let's take a listen.
They wouldn't dare walk him. There'd be a riot.
They can't. I think by rule, somebody is going for their 3,000th hit and first base is open. You are not allowed to walk that batter. They are not. No, they are. Oh, man.
If you're the manager of the Yankees, what are you going to do?
Let him hit.
Yeah, okay. Sure.
Wow, what a decision.
Now, good luck, Yankees. Get on your team bus and getting out of here.
Oh, man.
There it is. Tigers TV broadcast.
No, it was radio. Dan Dickerson and Jim Price, courtesy of 97.1, the ticket in Detroit. I know both guys real well, and it was tongue in cheek, even though it sounded like Homer radio. Yeah, you got to pitch to him. Cabrera had 3 at bats prior to that, and they're still at home, you know, so there's more time, you know, for him to get one more hit in Detroit so the fans can see it. They'll probably have a big crowd tonight, right? Today's Thursday, maybe Friday when they play their next game. They'll have a big crowd and everybody will be there considering he only needs one.
Today's hit. Friday, Rob. Today's Friday.
Oh, it's today Friday?
Today's Friday.
I have like 9 jobs and I'm teaching at USC and I have no idea what today is. Is today Friday?
Today's Friday. No class tomorrow. No class
okay,
on Saturdays.
Thank you.
All right,
just
so you got it. Look, I'm stunned at the amount of attention on this. If it wasn't the Yankees, people would back off. But this was the right – you have to do this. You're trying to win a game in the eighth inning, and it's 1-0, and you got runners at second and third. Yeah, that's a no-brainer. You walk a guy to load the bases to set up a force at the plate or a double play, whatever you're trying to do. This is how it works, and I get that fans are upset and emotional because I'd want to see it too if I was there, but okay. You know, that's kind of how it is. You actually walk them to get to a better hitter because that's what baseball strategy dictates. It's an easier way to get out of the inning. Now, it backfired on them because Meadows got a hit and they won the game 3-0. But, I mean, this is something that every single team would do all the time. And I don't get the hatred and the anger. I think people just get caught up with emotion. And, oh, we could have seen the hit. Yeah, we could have seen it any other time he came up during the game.
Right. He was 0-for-3 with 2 strikeouts and a line out. So he had his chances. Wasn't like the Yankees walked him intentionally 4 times and not against us. We'll let the Colorado Rockies get into the history, you know, like give up that hit or whatever. It's not like that. And Cabrera, you know, I feel fortunate. I've worked in, Jason, and you know this, great baseball towns in my newspaper career and whatnot all over. So I worked in Cincinnati. I worked in New York. I worked in Detroit, and I worked in LA, and these are all great baseball towns. And in Detroit, man, they love baseball, and I got a chance to watch a lot of Cabrera's career. One of the great all-time great right-handed hitters, won a triple crown, trying to be only the 7th player in baseball history to have 3,000 hits and 500 home runs. He's been one of those great players, and you know what? He was a star from the beginning because you remember when he helped the Marlins beat the Yankees in the World Series, and what was that, 2003?
Yeah, look, when we see this now, because we're going to see it probably today, but at some point this weekend, we may not see this happen again. I don't know, Rob, that we won't see somebody with 3,000 hits, and I don't think we're ever going to see somebody get to 300 wins again in Major League Baseball. I mean, that may be something that we just never see again.
Yeah, I mean, the way the game is played and injuries and days, all kinds of stuff. You might be right. I think we have a better chance of seeing 3,000 hits than 300 wins. I'll say that.
Oh, yeah, yeah. No, I'm with you on that. But because the way pitchers come up and the careers and how little they're pitching, we're never going back to the days of Iron Man stats where guys are going to win 20 games a year. I don't see it. But 3,000 hits, I'll give you more of a chance of that. But that still could be something 20 years away. Oof, man. All right, so are you working this afternoon, you and Chris Broussard, one of your 17,000 jobs?
Yes, the Odd Couple tonight, 7 to 10 Eastern.
Okay, very good. You know the time, and it's Friday. You're going to keep working, right?
Yes.
All right, very
good. I'll be there.
Colin's coming up next for Rob. I'm Jason. This is Fox.
At Bet365, we don't do ordinary. We believe that every sport should be epic. Every home run, every hit, every inning, every play. From the moments that are legendary to the ones that fly under the radar. See for yourself when you sign up today and get $150 in bonus bets when you bet just $5. Whatever the sport, whatever the moment, it's never ordinary at Bet365. 21 plus only. Must be present in Ohio. If you or someone you know has a gambling problem and wants help, call 1-800-GAMBLER. Terms and conditions apply.
Owning a Mercedes-Benz EV isn't just extraordinary, it's extra easy. With full remote access to your vehicle from your phone via the Mercedes Me Connect app, the vehicles are all electric. The feeling is all Mercedes. The choice is all yours. Learn more. MBUSA.com/EQ.
This is Malcolm Gladwell from Revisionist History. eBay Motors is here for the ride. With some elbow grease, fresh installs, and a whole lot of love, you transformed 100,000 miles and a body full of rust into a drive that's all your own. Brake kits, LED headlights, whatever you need, eBay Motors has it. And with eBay Guaranteed Fit, it's guaranteed to fit your ride the first time, every time, or your money back. Plus, at these prices, you're burning rubber, not cash. Keep your ride or die alive at ebaymotors.com. Eligible items only. Exclusions apply.
Okay, round two. Name something that's not boring.
A laundry? Ooh, a book club. Computer solitaire, huh?
Ah, oh, sorry. We were looking for Chumba Casino. That's right. Chumbacasino.com has over 100 casino-style games. Join today and play for free for your chance to redeem some serious prizes. Chumbacasino.com. No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus. Terms and conditions apply. See website for details.